Praise God. Again, I'm going to welcome all of you that are on the Dream Team prayer line tonight. It is a blessing to have you. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Colossians, the second chapter, the 6th through the 10th verse. That's Colossians 2, 6 through 10. And it reads, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him." And that's key. If you receive Christ, walk in him. Verse 7 says, "Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, and after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." I'd like to read just a portion, just that two last two verses from the Message Bible, and it makes it really plain, and it says it like this: everything of God, it gets expressed in him, in Christ, through him, so you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope or a microscope or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ. In him dwells the fullness of the deity, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Everything that God has for us is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Say amen to that. And then the emptiness of this of the universe without him, we realize that. And without Christ, we don't have hope. Without Christ, the world is just existing. But when you come to him, that fullness comes together for you, too, as well. His power, God's power, extends over everything. He is the principality of everything. Praise God. Amen. But what I'd like to do is concentrate on verse 7. It says, "Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, rooted and built up." And with that, I'd like to leave with you this simple thought: built to endure. Built to endure. In the natural, a house that is built to withstand adverse weather conditions such as rain and snow and windstorms, it must be built upon a solid foundation. To ensure a solid foundation, the builder must dig the proper footings to anchor the home to the ground to support that foundation, which in turn the foundation will carry the weight of the home. Even Jesus put it like this in the book of Matthew. He said, "A wise man who builds his house upon a rock, when the winds and floods come, that house will not fall." Why? Because it's built on a solid rock. "But a house built upon sand, when the winds and the floods come and they beat upon that house, the scripture says that house will have a great fall." We're talking about built to endure. But Paul is teaching the Colossians here the importance of being rooted and grounded and established in their faith in Jesus Christ. Remember, the scripture says Christ in us is the hope of glory. Because we are in Christ, that we can be established in his word. Yes. Now listen, I consider myself as a gardener, not of so much of vegetables and fruits, but of flowers. So as a gardener, one thing I've learned, once a plant's root system is established, that flower will usually flourish. But the plant is going to need some good soil. It will need nutrients and water in order for the roots to become healthy. In other words, healthy roots, healthy plants. And even there are times when unwanted weeds grow up and they grow around the plants. And some weeds, they are so hard to pull up. They just seem like they took up residence where the beautiful plant's supposed to be. Here comes this hard root, I mean tall, and some of them you can hardly even pull out. But you got to pull it out because it's, why? Because it's taking the strength from the plant. And in order to become established themselves, even those roots of that weed had to go down deep. Praise God. But as Christians, you and I, we must build our faith up on that solid rock, and that rock, his name is Jesus. My God. The scripture says that God has given him a name above all names. He has the power above all power. He says all power is given unto my hands in heaven and in earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And see, it's not enough to know of Christ. But you and I, we must be rooted and grounded in his word. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never, ever pass away. If you have that word of God deeply planted in your heart, your spiritual man, that spiritual body, that spiritual being will endure, and it's built to endure throughout any kind of trouble, throughout any kind of adversity. We are built to stand. And the Bible tells us after we stand, he says, stand therefore, and if you've done everything you can do to stand, keep on standing. Standing on what? Standing on the word of God. Say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We're talking about built to endure hardship, built to last, built to standing on his word and knowing that Christ in you is the hope of glory, built to endure. And see, when God's word is deeply rooted within your heart, the enemy cannot take it away. You're not easily shaken. Why? Because your faith is established and it's settled in Jesus Christ. My God, that's key. We have to be rooted and grounded in Christ, not knowing of Christ, but knowing that Christ lives on the inside. In the book of John, it talks about, said, I will come and my Father will come and we will take up residence. We will make our abode with you. In other words, we will come and we will live in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. And see, we have to watch because the enemy will try to plant wrong thoughts in our minds or jealousy or hatred in our hearts. And if we're not careful, these distasteful attributes, they will take a root and yield weeds. But my God, if we come before Jesus and if we are rooted in him, Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. And every branch that dwelleth in me, we are the branches, he says, I will purge you. In other words, I will clean you. I will build you up that you'll be able to stand. Praise God. We can stand because the word says we can stand. Remember, we're talking about built to endure. And when God purges us, sometimes it don't feel good. And you ain't going to look good sometimes. My God, but the Lord knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. He knows what it takes to help us to be made and to be just like Jesus, to be imitators of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have to be careful that we don't let adverse things come in and entertain thoughts thoughts that we shouldn't be thinking about, or even entertain certain company that is not going to enhance our growth in Christ. My God, we're going to have to get rid of things that are not giving God the glory. Hallelujah. We need to pluck it out, the things that are hindering our growth in Christ, the things that are weakening our vessel, weaken our experience in Christ. Get rid of the negative things. Don't let it choke out your fellowship with Christ. My God, hallelujah. My God, the Word of God tells us to set aside all those things. Lay aside all the weights. Lay aside all the negativity. Lay aside the weights that so easily beset us, the weights that keep us weighed down, keep us burdened up, keep us, choke the very life out of us, choke the freedom. Because remember, Jesus said that I am come, that you and I may have life, and we can have that life more abundantly. Say hallelujah to that. Glory to God. Praise God. Jesus said also, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, abide in me and my words abide in you. Hallelujah. There it is again, built up in him. You abide in me and my words, they abide in you, which are spirit and is life. That word that's never going to go away, that word that gives life to any dead situation, my God, that word that gives promise and hope to you and I. Then if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. And the scripture says, it shall be done. Why can't we abide in Christ? He wants us there. He says we will take up our abode. Open up your heart. Let Christ come in. Even the more. Glory to God. And I want to look at verse 6 again of that same chapter. Verse 6, it talks about walk in him. Walk in Christ. The scripture tells us to walk in the light. He is that light. Yes, he is the light. That you and I will have fellowship one with the other. That's why we're on this prayer line tonight, because we share in light. We share in light in the Word of God. We're sharing strength in the Word of God. We're sharing encouragement and hope in the Word of God. We are built to endure. When we follow the Word of God, when we have Christ on the inside, there's no way we can fail. There's no way we can go down. Hallelujah. You think about the scripture when the disciples and Jesus, they were on that ship, and he said, let us go over to the other side. And even though the wind came up, even though the storms beat against that ship, and they got all upset and they thought they were going to drown, but how can they drown when the life himself was already on board? Hallelujah. How can you and I go down? How can you and I fail when we built up in Christ, when Christ lives on the inside? He is our hope. He is our peace. He is our joy. He is our victory. Everything we need, anything we need, is complete in him. Praise God. And that's what verse 10 says. And ye are complete in Christ, in him, which is the head of all principalities and all power. So in other words, he's saying, beware of vain thoughts. Beware of vain deceit and being caught up in the traditions of men and the traditions of this world. We need to set that stuff, set that weight aside, and build up your faith in Jesus Christ. Say hello to Jesus. Say hello, Jesus. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah to that word. Glory to God. See, we walk in the light as he's in the light. We have fellowship one with the other. Even in the book of Psalms 119 and 105, David realized all of this. He said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and thy word is a light unto my path. And in Galatians, Paul writes, he says, walk in the Spirit. He's telling us that. He's telling the Galatians, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, your spiritual house will always be strong. It will always be reinforced. Hallelujah. It built to endure. That's what the Word of God says. And in verse 7, it says, establish in the faith and abounding therein with thanksgiving. Establish in it. How do I establish myself in the faith and abound there? Well, let me tell you, make sure the Word of God dwells in your heart richly. I'll say it again. Make sure that Word of God dwells in your heart richly. Hallelujah. David already said, Lord, thy word I've hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Hallelujah. And again, remind you again, Jesus said, my words, if they abide in you, you could ask just what you will. So therefore, if you have that Word of God dwelling in your heart richly, the storms of life and trouble, yes, they're going to come, and we're going to have some hard times. There are going to be some dark days, but yet and still, even though the storms come, hallelujah, trouble tries to beat against your house, my God, you will not go under. Why? Because Christ lives in you, and you're anchored in Christ. We are built to endure storms and hardships of life. My God, we hear even more so now about the second round of this coronavirus, and hallelujah, and talking about it's even worse than the first one, and it's even more potent than the first one, and this variant can go just like chicken pops and pop it from one person to the other. But let me tell you what, even though all that could be true, but we are built up on the Word of God. Hallelujah. We are built up on God's word, because the 91st song says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. We have to know that none of these things is going to come nigh my dwelling. And see, whatever the enemy had meant for our harm, God knows how to work it out for our good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Weeping man, he may endure for a night, but the word says joy will come in the morning. Hallelujah. Though the weapon comes against us, the Bible says it shall not prosper. Glory to God. Again, here, listen at that psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place. We're talking about being in Christ and Christ in us. That's how we are being built to endure. Praise God. And in the book of Jude says, but ye beloved, he says, build yourselves up, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building. That means continuously. See that word building, ever present, ever building, ever reinforcing, ever nurturing our spirit, ever giving God the praise, ever praying, ever seeking his face, ever sharpening our spiritual ears so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord. Glory to God. He already told us how to do that. And not only that, Paul said in Philippians, he says, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. Again, it's through Christ. It's not through our strength, but it's through Jesus Christ. Say amen to that. The Message Bible says, stay right at the center of God's love. That's how we're building ourselves up on our most holy faith. Stay there at the center of God's love. Don't let anything keep you up or take away your strength and your time with God. Stay in the center of his love. Stay in the center of his will. Keep your arms open and outstretched. In other words, says, Lord, I need your help. I need you right now, God, and ready to receive the mercy from the Master, Jesus Christ himself. This is the unending life, and this is the real life. We're talking about built to endure. Glory to God. Yes, we're in troubled times. Yes, we're in perilous times. Yes, we're in dark times. My God, we've never seen anything like it before, but we can stand up. The Bible already told us again, after we've done all that we can do to stand, keep on standing. Oh my God, building yourself, building up in Jesus Christ. There are times we have to stay before God until we get the victory over certain situations. Some of us have habits that we like to get rid of. But if you mean business with God, I will tell you, God mean business with you, that we have to stay before the Lord, stay before Him, come humbly before Him. Hallelujah. Be obedient as Jesus was, as the Bible says, that He humbled Himself in obedience, even obedience to death, even the death of the cross. If Jesus, the Son of the living God, if He had to humble Himself, hallelujah, how much more that you and I going to have to humble ourselves? My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have to learn to pray through and then wait on God. Lay aside all those heavy weights. Get rid of them. Allow the Father, which is the gardener, to purge you, Him, and pluck out the weeds, and strengthen your walk in Christ. Oh, yes. See, the Father helps us to bear good fruit. Oh, yes, He does. He helps us to bear good fruit. What kind of fruit? Love. Hallelujah. And we as Christians, we ought to be able to pull and recognize love from each other. Love, the kind of fruit that reaches out and shows love, reaches out to be a blessing to somebody else, the kind of love that prefers your brother or your sister, even ahead of you. Hallelujah. Love and joy, peace and long-suffering, the kind of fruit that shows gentleness, goodness and faith, meekness, temperance. The Bible says, against such, there is no law against this. Hallelujah. That it's all right to love. It's all right to be built up in Christ, because Christ in us is the hope of glory. 1 Peter 5 and 10, it said, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. After that, you have suffered a while. After you've gone through a while, after you've been tested a while, after you had trials and tribulations, my God, but yet you are still standing up. He says, after you suffered a while, He will make you perfect. Hallelujah. He will establish you. Hallelujah. He will strengthen you, and He will settle you. Glory to God. Let you know there is hope. Hold on. Don't let go. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 says, be steadfast. Oh, yeah, we talk about being able to endure, built to endure. Be steadfast and then unmovable, always, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's powerful stuff right there. That's letting us know that we can stand, that we are built to last. Christ in us is the hope of glory. See, Christ is seated on the right hand of the Father, and He constantly making intercession for you and I. He's constantly showing the Father, say, Father, I died for them. My blood was shed for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to read two more scriptures. This one in Colossians. It's just Colossians 1, 11 through 13. It's talking about how we are strengthened in Him, how we are built to endure. Glory to God. Colossians 1, 11 and 13 to 13 says, strengthened with all might, God's might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Glory to God, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Glory to God, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. That sounds like power to me. That sounds like strength, that He says we are able to stand, strengthened to endure. Again, be strong in the Lord, as the scripture says, and in the power of His might. Remember, the scripture says, he that endureth until the end, the same shall be saved. I hope you've been blessed. Understand, we are built to endure. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy knock you down, get up. Don't stay there. Shake yourself. Dust yourself off and stand. Stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has made you free. Remember, you are built to endure. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glory in you tonight, Father. We glory in your goodness. We glory in your mercy. We glory in your strength. We glory in your peace tonight, God. Oh, my God, you have given us a peace, not like the world gives, but you have given us an everlasting peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Lord, for endurance. We thank you, Lord, for equipping us through your word, God. Your word, hallelujah, is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our pathway. It is the means by which we will build ourselves up on our most holy faith, that we will continue to pray in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to come together on this Dream Team prayer line, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord, because the power of the Holy Ghost, it dwells on the inside of each one of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard tonight and what our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for the promises that you have given us, each and every one of us. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are no respecter of persons. What you have done for one, you will do for the other. We thank you, Father, that we are saved tonight, Lord. We are the Redeemer, and the Redeemer, the Lord saved God. We say that we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God, I declare tonight that everybody under the sound of my voice, that God, that you will strengthen them, oh God, strengthen their heart, strengthen their thoughts, strengthen their relationship with you, God. Help them to build themselves up on their most holy faith. Help them, oh God, to become rooted and grounded in your word. Give us a hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you said we shall be filled. God, our Father, we praise you tonight. Those that are sick, there's somebody on this line tonight that is, their bodies are racking with pain. Oh God, that they do need healing. Hallelujah. Oh God, I'm asking that you would lay your nail-scarred hands on them. Oh God, and touch their bodies. Touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, God. Send your word and heal and deliver. Send your word and speak peace, oh God. Send your word and speak deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send your word, God, into that home where there's confusion between the husband and the wife, oh God. Heal, God, heal the minds, heal the spirit, God, set them free, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. With God, those that are lying in the hospital tonight, just send your word and heal, God, because healing is the children's bread. You said by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Your promises, they are real, God. Thank you, because you watch over your word to perform it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you touch Sister Linda Jefferson as she lie in that hospital bed. You know all about her. You made that body, God. Speak to her heart. Speak to her mind. Speak to her spirit, God. Speak life, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh God. Touch bereaved hearts, Lord. Their bereaved families have lost their loved ones, oh God. Speak right now, oh God. Oh God, allow the Holy Spirit to comfort each and every one of them, Father, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask for your covering. Cover our children, even as they prepare to go to school, God. Cover them, God. Those even in the workforce, cover them with your blood, God. Oh God, Have your way. We speak peace over them. We speak covering. We speak the blood of Jesus over them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your glory, God, let your glory engulf them, Lord. Let them be endowed with power from on high, God. Keep them, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that we are in the world, but we're not of this world, God. We're standing on your promises, oh God. We dwell in that secret place of the Most High, God. How do we abide in the shadow of the Almighty? We thank you, Lord, for enduring. We thank you, Lord, that we will be able to endure because Christ in us is the hope of glory, that we are built to last. We are built to endure. Even in this dark world, God, we can make it because you said we can make it. We can take it, God, because Christ in us gives us the strength. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we bless your name. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the joy. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for patience, God. We wait before you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to call on your name. You say, call on me and see, won't I answer, saith the Lord. Lord, I thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, because your word tonight is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's life, God, to a dead situation. Speak life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's having trouble on their job. Speak life on that job, God. Let light come in, Lord. When light come in, the darkness gotta go. We thank you, Lord. We decree and we declare that tonight. We decree and declare peace in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you, hallelujah. Bless our children. Bless, Lord, our church families, God. Bless our neighbors, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you have your way. God, remember this nation, the nation of the United States of America. Oh, God, send a word, God. Send a word, God. Speak to the heathen. Speak to those that try to turn a deaf ear, God. God, you are above all principality. We just read that tonight. Your name, God has given you a name above all names. Glory to Jesus. Your will be done. You told us to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, God, pray for the lost, the suffering, and the dying. Have mercy tonight. Let your mercy prevail in Jesus' name. We'll continue to praise you. And we do thank you, Lord. We will thank you. We will offer praises of thanksgiving to you. We will glorify your name. Our soul says, thank you, God. You're worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. And God, we ask all of these blessings in the precious name of Jesus. And we rest on your promises. We thank you, Lord, because you are our help today. You are our strength today. And we thank you, Lord, that we are built to endure. Glory to God. We ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Glory to God. Amen and amen. On this line, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're in agreement with that prayer, say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God, we believe you. Amen. 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 And amen. Amen. We bless you. Amen. Glory amen. To God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the outpouring of his spirit. We
bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times. Glory to God. We thank you. Amen. Praise God. Well, our time has come and gone, and I'll tell you what, but the praises don't have to be gone. Even when this line, even when we go offline, you continue to praise God. But I praise God that he has blessed us tonight and letting us know that we are built to endure. Hallelujah. And I just praise God for every one of you, and I pray that you will pray for one for the other. Continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Continue to look up, look to the hills, which cometh your help, all of that help comes from the Lord. I love you tonight. Glory to God. I feel the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Continue to be blessed. Continue to live and live. Glory to God. Until next week, we're just going to say good night to you. Be blessed of the Lord. We love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. God loves you most. Amen and amen. God bless you. Good night. Amen.
Amen. Lady B. Amen. Amen, Lady B. Okay. Did you see the babe?
Probably you haven't hung up yet.
Did you see the
babe?
You haven't.
Stop it, help one.
You want to say? Take that apart.
Oh my God,
Mama, you didn't hang up yet.
I didn't.
That's what you missed.